A title, Disney Avalon High. An aerial view shows a group of soldiers riding on horseback across a sandy coastline. The horses gallop through the gentle, shallow waves, kicking up water behind them as they run. On the opposite side of the coastline, another group of soldiers races toward their oncoming opponents. A soldier riding a white horse, clutching a sword, gallops out ahead of the first group. Another soldier gripping a staff and riding a black horse breaks away from the second group. The two soldiers gallop toward one another. Metal armor covers the soldier on the black horse's face and body. The soldier points their staff at the rider on the white horse. The horse's galloping hooves tear across the beach as they draw closer, fade to white. The white horse gallops across the beach alone. Its rider lies on her back in the sand with her eyes closed. She stirs and opens her eyes. On the floor of a bedroom, she sits up. Her armor has been replaced by pajamas.
Ow. Are you okay, Allie? I heard a thump. What are you doing on the floor?
I guess I fell out of bed.
Oh, I remember you used to do that all the time when you were four.
I bet when I was four, I wasn't dreaming about medieval combat.
I was.
What a surprise.
Well, as long as you're up, you can unpack.
Sure.
Allie's mom leaves. Her daughter's smile fades. Allie shuffles over to a green box and places it on a chest at the foot of her bed. Handwritten words on top of the box read school stuff. Allie removes the lid and takes out a pamphlet labeled Avalon High School Student Handbook. Allie opens the handbook and leafs through it. She notices a flyer at the back of the handbook promoting school track and field tryouts.
What's the point?
She balls up the flyer and tosses it on the floor, then rests her head on her palm and gazes off. Outside the house, a bald man in glasses opens the trunk of a car. He tries to lift a large box inside labeled books. The man gives up and opts for a smaller box instead. Allie's mom approaches the open trunk. She effortlessly lifts the box of books and carries it toward the house. Inside.
All unpacked, sweetie?
Getting there. King Arthur and his merry men have once again taken over the house.
It was Robin Hood who had the merry men, sweetie. Arthur had the Knights of the Round Table. You know that.
Yes, I do. How could I not know that when it's all you guys talk about?
We're professors of medieval literature, Allie. It's our job.
I know, but you guys talk about King Arthur so much, I'm starting to dream about him. Not like most girls who dream about knights in shining armor. Mine have dirt all over them and BO and are missing half their teeth.
You're actually quite accurate. During Arthurian times, dental hygiene wasn't considered to be...
Dad! Seriously!
Sorry.
Allie picks up a dust-covered book.
Ew.
Here you go.
Thanks.
I don't even know why you guys bother to unpack. We're just gonna move in 6 months, right? Oh, which would be great. I mean, like you always say, who wants to live in one place their whole life?
Allie's dad eyes her mom, who grins at Allie.
What?
Well, it's not going to be 6 months this time.
What, 1 month? Two? Maybe I should legally change my name to New Girl.
It's 3 years, Allie.
What?
We're going to be here for 3 years? This place is special. We were just offered contracts at the university.
So we're staying?
Yes, now, we know that 3 years is a long time.
Wait, I'm going to be at Avalon High until I graduate.
Yes.
And I can try out for the track team and finish the season and make actual friends?
Yes.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Coffee.
Oh, sorry, woohoo! Thank you!
Where are you going?
Beaming, Allie does a happy dance and hurries off. Outside, she wears a red hoodie and sweatpants as she jogs across a bridge stretching over a small wooded pond. On a residential street, she jogs downhill. Allie speeds past large ships parked at a waterfront. Keeping her brisk pace, she rounds a bend and runs along a path past finger-like tangled tree branches. In a public park, Allie jogs across green grass toward trees with thick trunks. She runs on a path beneath trees with low-hanging branches. Allie and a brown-haired boy in a track jacket arrive at a drinking fountain at the exact same time. They smile at each other. The boy steps back.
After you.
Thanks.
The boy watches as Allie drinks from the fountain.
All done?
She nods and smiles bashfully as she wipes her mouth with her hand. Allie stares at the stream of water in the drinking fountain as the boy drinks. A white light flashes. Outside, Allie wears a suit of medieval armor. She fills a goblet in a waterfall, then turns and hands it to the brown-haired boy who wears similar armor. He grins and goes to drink. At the drinking fountain, the boy stares at Allie.
I'll just, bye.
She starts jogging away, then turns and looks back. The boy has vanished. She furrows her brow at the drinking fountain.
Weird.
She turns and jogs off toward a fountain at the center of the park. Now, an overhead view shows a street with a blue and yellow chalk drawing of a knight's helmet on it. Two high school boys pass a football over the chalk drawing. Three girls chat as they stroll towards a school. A car pulls up. Inside, Allie stares at the school. She presses her lips together.
Are you nervous?
Mom, it's like my billionth first day of school.
I know. So you're nervous?
Of course I'm nervous.
You'll be fine. You always are.
Allie gets out.
I'll pick you up at 3.
Oh, actually make it 5. I'm going out for track, remember?
Bye, Mom.
Bye, honey.
Backpack slung over her shoulder, Allie heads for the school. She walks inside and gazes down at her student handbook. Allie jumps as a student throws another kid's backpack on the floor.
No, Marco, why can't you just steal my lunch money like every other bully? I need my locker. What's wrong with yours?
Well, Miles, since you asked, mine's too far from class.
You don't even go to class.
Give me the combination.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Give it to me, preschool, or I'll put you in the locker.
Wow, nerd in a locker. How original. We're not living inside an 80s teen movie.
That's enough, Marco.
A ray of light shines behind Marco.
Hooray! If it isn't Will Wagner here to save the day, my hero. What are you gonna do, Will? Hit me?
You're not worth the detention. Just get out of here before I change my mind.
Marco smiles to himself. He lunges at Miles, but Will stops him. Scowling, Marco steps closer to Will, and the two of them stare each other down.
Whatever.
He shifts his focus to Miles.
Can't protect you 24 hours a day.
Oh, wow. You know that there are 24 hours in a day? You must be evolving.
Marco plods past Allie, who briefly looks away. Miles gathers his stuff.
Thanks. Well, I was about to, as they say, throw down with him. But I thought you might want to deal with him yourself since he's your brother.
Stepbrother.
Will notices Allie looking at him. She smiles and walks off. He hurries after her.
Hey!
Miles watches him leave, then looks into his locker. He hangs his head. Allie looks for her locker.
Hey, Water Fountain Girl.
That's me. Hi.
Hey. Well, I didn't know you went to Avalon High.
Yeah, I didn't know you went here either. Although, I guess, technically, I don't know anyone who goes here. I'm new. I mean, my name's not new. It's Allie.
I'm Will.
They shake hands.
There. Now you officially know one person.
Yep. I'm practically homecoming queen. So, are you on the track team? You know, because of the running in the park, or maybe you just like running. I love running. Wow. Did I just say running like 4 times?
Football. Actually, I'm kind of the quarterback.
Of course you are. I mean, because you seem so quarterback-esque.
Hey, sweetie. Come on, I want to make sure we sit together in history. Hi.
Oh, Jen, this is Allie. She's new. Allie, this is my girlfriend, Jen.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, me too.
There you go. Your friends have already doubled.
Another student approaches.
Wait.
Will, Jen, where were you guys this morning? Didn't you get my text? 5 burgers for $5.
Allie, this human garbage disposal is my best buddy Lance. Lance, Allie.
Hi.
Hey, did you meet Jen? Mm.
Jen nods.
Jen's the coolest chick in school.
Yeah, that she is.
Thanks, guys.
The two boys put their arms around Jen.
So, what's your first class?
European history with Mr. Moore.
Oh, we've got that too. Come with us.
They walk off. Allie waves a finger at them and gestures to her locker. She opens it and puts her handbook inside. In a classroom, Mr. Moore writes his name on the chalkboard and underlines it.
Okay, everybody, grab a book and a seat. William, rumor has it you're going to lead Avalon football to state for the first time this year.
Yeah. That's the plan, sir.
That's my boy. Class president, homecoming king, straight-A student, and he's polite. If only I had an entire class full of Will Wagners.
I think I'm gonna puke.
Allie gapes at Marco from across the room.
What are you looking at?
Here you go.
Mr. Moore hands her a textbook.
I'm sorry, is there a problem, Miss...
Pennington. Allie Pennington?
Ah, well, that explains everything. Everyone, please welcome Avalon High's newest student, Allie Pennington.
The students wave.
That's about all you're gonna get.
Allie's parents are professors of medieval literature at the university, and they also wrote the textbook we'll be using this semester when we learn about King Arthur and his court.
Easy, eh?
Nobody asked you.
Allie sits next to Miles.
Hi. I'm Allie.
No. Avert your eyes.
Excuse me?
You're making a tactical error of monumental proportions right now.
By sitting at my desk.
By talking to me. I mean, come on, you had a great start. I saw you talking to Captain Everything this morning. You have a chance to be in the popular group. Don't mess it up.
I can be friends with whoever I want, including you.
Who said I wanted to be your friend?
You.
No, I didn't.
Then why are you still talking to me?
But I'm not.
But by saying you're not talking to me, you are talking to me. Check and mate.
Miles grins. Mr. Moore rings a bell.
Okay. First thing we're going to do is to break up into teams to write research papers. We'll draw your topics out of this.
A medieval knight's helmet.
Courtney, you're with Todd?
Courtney reaches into the helmet and pulls out a slip of paper.
The architecture of Camelot. Interesting. Will, you're with Karen.
Well, can't I be with Jen?
No, Jen is with Lance.
Will pulls his paper out of the helmet. He holds it up to Mr. Moore.
Ah, how apropos. The sports of Camelot. Jennifer.
Jen takes a paper and shows it to Mr. Moore.
The tragedy of Camelot. Now, your paper is going to be about the love triangle between King Arthur, his wife Guinevere, and his best friend Sir Lancelot. Ultimately, it destroyed Arthur and Camelot itself.
Lance's face falls.
Bit of a downer. Miles, you're with Allie.
I'd rather work alone.
And I'd rather be eating pineapple on a beach in Hawaii, but that's not gonna happen either.
Fine. I guess I'll do.
Wow. Thanks.
Pick.
Allie pulls a slip of paper out of the helmet and holds it up.
The Order of the Bear.
I've never heard of that.
So much for the easy A.
Ask your parents. I'm sure they've heard of the Order.
At his desk, Marco stares icily at Allie. She meets his gaze. He nods slightly and turns away. Miles puts his hands to his temples. He squints hard. In a vision, Allie stumbles on the school's track. She bends down, ties her shoe, and keeps running. Miles opens his eyes.
Miles, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Just tie your shoes.
Allie eyes her boots.
They are tied.
Then tie your other shoes.
What are you talking about?
Just tie your shoes, okay? What am I, your mother?
Allie turns away from Miles and briefly widens her eyes. Outside, Will leads the football team onto the field while Allie runs a drill on the track.
Time 400 meter, top three, make the team. Come on, let's go!
Allie watches Will run by. She nearly bumps into another player. She stumbles, then bends down to tie her shoe. A coach approaches her.
She's all tidy.
Allie notices Miles in the stands. He takes his bag and leaves. Allie finishes tying her shoe, then jogs over to her starting block. She adjusts her starting block while the football team prepares to run a play.
Take your mark.
Will takes the snap. Allie crouches on her starting block. Will evades a defender and runs with the football.
Set.
Allie lifts her head.
Good job, brother.
For a moment, the football players become knights touching swords. Distracted, Allie misses the start of the race. She starts running and quickly falls into last. Allie sprints behind the other track team hopefuls. Will turns and notices Allie. A smile slowly spreads across his lips as he watches her run. In slow motion, Allie's feet fly across the track as she catches up to the girls in front of her. She swings her arms as she runs. Allie begins to overtake the girls ahead of her. The two track coaches look on. One of them holds a stopwatch. Allie shuts her eyes and grits her teeth as she races across the finish line ahead of all the other girls. The two coaches check her time on the stopwatch. The rest of the football team runs off, leaving Will staring at Allie.
That was one of the fastest 400s we have seen in years. Welcome to Avalon High Varsity Track.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you here tomorrow, 4 p.m., huh?
Yeah.
Andrea, you and Jenny, you also. Congratulations. Well done.
Allie jogs off at home.
Coach said I almost broke the school record in tryouts.
That's amazing, sweetheart.
We're so proud of you.
I'm proud of me, too.
You really like it here, don't you, sweetie?
Yeah, I do. I feel like this is where we're meant to be.
So, did you make some new friends today?
A few.
What's with that smile? Did you see that smile?
I saw it.
Did someone float your boat?
Float my boat? What year is this?
It means did you fancy anyone?
Yeah. Fancy? Really, you guys? Century up.
I think she's dodging the question.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'll get it.
Allie runs to the door.
Who could that be?
Miles stands outside.
Miles, what are you doing here?
We have a paper due.
In 3 weeks.
I don't like to dilly-dally. Do you want to do this or not?
I guess.
Allie, do you want to introduce us to your friend?
Oh, yeah. This is Miles. We're doing a paper together.
Ah, nice to meet you, young man. Come on in.
Miles shakes Allie's dad's hand, grins, and comes inside. Allie's dad gestures to Miles and mouths something to Allie. She shakes her head and follows Miles.
I don't understand. What's it? Seems like a nice guy. Reminds me of me.
Miles, do you want some pie?
Later, by the fireplace.
Can we just find the book we're going to use and call it a night, Miles? We have a lot of time to do this.
I always do my assignments in half the time allotted.
Why?
To prove that I'm better than everyone else.
And more modest.
That too.
That was sarcasm.
How's it sarcasm if you're right?
Never mind.
She flips through a book.
Okay, I cannot find anything on the Order of the Bear anywhere.
Can't we just ask your parents?
Are you kidding? If I tell them I'm doing a paper on King Arthur, they'll never leave me alone. No, I will find it myself.
Miles turns the page of a book sitting on his lap.
I wonder what they ate in Camelot.
Mutton with a side of beets and sage water, but only from the north.
Allie narrows her eyes.
I didn't even know I knew that. Ugh, it must have seeped in subconsciously while my parents were going on and on about King Arthur. And on and on and on.
Miles puts a hand to his temple.
Miles?
Do you have any ice?
Yeah, it's in the freezer. Here, I'll get it for you.
Allie bumps her foot into the wall. Miles hands her the ice.
Here you go, back to work.
Oh, what? How did you know I was going to need some ice?
Coincidence.
No, you did the same thing earlier with the shoelaces.
It's not that hard to guess. You seem pretty clumsy.
But...
Just drop it, okay?
You got it.
Thank you. Now, can't we just ask your parents about this Order of the Bear thing and save some time?
Fine.
They approach Allie's parents.
The Order of the Bear? Anyone?
Have you heard of it?
Allie's mother glances at her dad. He gestures to her. Grinning, Allie's mom gets up and heads to a bookshelf. She moves some of the books aside and pushes a button, opening a secret compartment. She takes something wrapped in a muslin bag from the compartment. She slides off the bag, revealing a book.
Whoa.
Jackpot.
The book glows.
The Order of the Bear is an ancient organization which believes that King Arthur will one day be reincarnated.
Right, and when is this gonna happen?
Arthur will return when he is truly needed to bring the world out of the dark and into a new age of enlightenment.
You mean bring back Camelot?
To metaphor.
You can't be sure.
I'm pretty sure.
You can't be sure.
But even as a piece of fiction, it's actually quite interesting. Let's see.
He opens the book.
As the keepers of the prophecy, it falls to members of the Order to search for potential Arthurs in each and every generation. But beware the dark forces, led by a reincarnation of Mordred, determined to find the next Arthur and destroy him before he can realize the prophecy. So see what they're saying?
If Arthur isn't found soon, Mordred and his followers will send us back into the Dark Ages. Ignorance, humiliation, suffering.
High school.
It's no joke, Allie. A lot of people take this very seriously.
Some more seriously than others.
Allie's dad nods to his wife. She looks at him.
Some people are fanatics about it. Crazy. You're not. We're not. Here, read. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Refresh your memory.
His wife gives him a look.
Okay. Mom's mad.
Nighttime. In her room, Allie lies on her side in bed with her eyes closed. Allie opens her eyes. She knits her brow. She sits up in bed. The book her mother took from the secret compartment sits on an ottoman across the room. Words on its spine read, Journal of the Order of the Bear. Allie walks over to the book and sits on the floor next to it. She undoes the book's latch and opens it. Allie turns one of the book's large pages. Illustrations in the book show a crown and a building that closely resembles Avalon High.
Camelot.
Allie wears a puzzled expression. Her eyes dart back and forth. In the book, the illustration becomes 3D and fades to Avalon High. Backpack over her shoulder, Allie walks towards the school. In Mr. Moore's class.
Okay, tomorrow we'll be talking about sewage systems in King Arthur's Day, so if I were you, I'd plan on eating a light lunch.
Allie gathers her things and goes to leave.
Allie?
Yeah?
Were you able to find some information on the order from your parents?
True to form. They had a dusty 50-pound book about it.
Fascinating. Did you read the prophecy?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
I don't know. The whole reincarnation of King Arthur thing is a little far-fetched, don't you think?
Well, it's only far-fetched if it isn't true.
Don't tell me you believe in it, too.
Oh, absolutely. You're a very lucky girl to be able to read the prophecy firsthand.
Well, I could bring in the book for you if you want to see it.
Oh, no. No. I couldn't ask you to do that. A book like that must be so fragile. I'd be afraid of damaging it. Yeah, it's probably just best to leave it right where it is.
I just thought I'd ask.
Mr. Moore watches her leave. He sits back and smiles to himself. In the hall, Miles hurries over to Allie.
What do you want? Are you in trouble? I don't want to be friends with the troublemaker.
Miles, are you finally admitting we're friends?
I admit nothing.
Down the hall, Marco steps out from behind a row of lockers. He stares after Allie and Miles for a moment, then treads off in the other direction. Outside.
Just tell me what Moore wanted.
He just wanted to talk about the Order of the Bear.
Wow. Informal post-class chit-chat. Way to pull the teacher's pet spot out from underneath me. Some friend you turned out to be.
Bye, Miles.
Where are you going?
Cafeteria. Do you want to come with me?
Okay.
He runs after her. Inside, Allie looks over her shoulder. She spots Lance and Jen flirting in a stairwell. They both notice her. Allie keeps walking. She glances back again.
Don't try to explain your mind, I know what's happening here.
Jen and Lance hurry off in opposite directions.
One minute it's love and suddenly it's like a battlefield.
Wearing her hoodie and a baby blue winter hat, Allie runs by a lake.
I'm out here without a shield.
She runs by a theater with a sandwich board out front promoting a performance of Julius Caesar. She sprints along a city sidewalk.
These times when we climb so fast to fall.
Allie races under a tree with low-hanging, sinewy branches. As she runs down a hillside covered in vegetation, her hat blows off her head. She steps beneath tree branches and stops. A puzzled expression appears on her face as she notices something. Will sits against a tree at the bottom of a hill. Allie walks over to him.
Hi. Is this yours?
Yeah, blew away.
Right to me. Must be fate.
He smiles and hands her back her hat.
Thanks. So, what are you doing out here?
Running, thinking, running and thinking. This is obviously the thinking part.
Figured. Okay, well, I'll leave you alone then.
No, it's okay. Stay.
She stands next to him and glances at the twisted tree branches, which appear to be almost reaching out for the hillside.
You know, most people just run right by this part of the forest. But it's great in here.
She sits in front of him.
Listen,
Hear the wind in the trees. It's like music.
Football players aren't supposed to talk like that.
You're making fun of me?
No, I didn't mean to.
No, hey, it's just, it seems like all people can talk to me about is football.
Okay, well, what else do you want to talk about?
Will looks away from her and smiles.
See, that's the problem. I can't think of anything else.
Allie's grin slowly fades as she gazes at Will. Will smiles, then gives his classmate a long stare.
Can I tell you something?
She nods.
Football used to mean everything to me. I loved the game. But now everyone's counting on me to win the championship and get my scholarship.
You're getting a football scholarship? That's amazing.
I don't have one yet, but I need one. Or no college.
No pressure there.
Will stares off with a troubled look on his face. He stands and begins to walk away. Allie gets up and follows him. Now they stroll through the woods together.
You're a great athlete. Everybody knows that. And all great athletes have pressure on them all the time. You can't be afraid of it. You have to embrace it.
She stops and faces him.
And the way you do that is to remember what victory felt like. That feeling when you lead your team to glory. And if you can live in that moment and want it again with all your heart, nothing can stop you.
Wow. That was... Thank you.
I don't know where that came from.
They resume walking.
What if I lose?
Then maybe state wasn't meant to be.
Not the answer I was hoping for.
Sorry, I just mean maybe everything happens for a reason.
You think so?
I didn't. But I'm starting to.
They share a smile. Will takes out his phone. A photo of Jen appears on the screen above the words Jen calling.
Wow. You guys have been together for a while, huh?
Almost 3 years. Don't ask.
Ask what?
Why I didn't answer the phone? Hey, want to run some more?
Sure. Oh, wait, I forgot my dad's making burgers for dinner.
Burgers, huh? Sounds good.
Yeah, they are. Yep, my dad makes some pretty good burgers there. Oh, wait, did you want to come over for burgers? You know, just as friends, so it'd just be like a friend burger.
Yeah, I would love a friend burger.
At home, Allie's dad burns burgers on the grill.
Ah, perfect. There we go. Good.
Oh, I got that, sir.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Will shuts the grill. Allie's dad reopens it.
Will, you're welcome here anytime. You're wonderful.
Mom! What? He's class president, the quarterback, and homecoming king. He's very impressive.
Very impressive.
One of the professors told me that you really helped turn the team around. Not to mention bring a lot of pride back to the school.
His broad, clear brow in sunlight glowed. On burnished hooves his warhorse trode. From underneath his helmet flowed his coal black curls as on he rode.
As he rode down to Camelot.
Oh. It's a poem about how Arthur became the leader Britain needed. Seems like Will did the same thing for Avalon High.
I don't know how things are at your house, but around here, dinner just isn't complete without a King Arthur poem.
A flame shoots up from the grill.
Excuse me.
Oh. Would you like some lettuce?
Allie's dad sprays the grill with a fire extinguisher.
We're all good. Try some of the potato salad. Mom made it.
Allie points to the potato salad. Will smiles awkwardly. Later, she walks him to the end of their driveway.
Thanks for dinner.
Anytime. You know, if you're out running and get hungry or whatever.
They stop walking. Outside the front door, Allie's mother smiles and rests her head on her husband's shoulder as they watch the two teams.
There's a party at my house after Friday's game. You should come.
Sure, I'd love to.
Will gets another call from Jen.
I better go.
Yeah.
He heads for his car.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
Seeing Allie heading back, her parents hurry into the house. She jogs towards the front door and joins them inside.
So, did he ask you on a date?
No, we're just friends. Those were friend burgers.
Okay, sure. Just friends. Got it.
Seriously, I just gave him a football pep talk. That's it.
Well, if you say that's it, I guess that's it.
Her dad nods.
Good.
She heads upstairs. Her parents turn to each other.
That's not it. No.
At an Avalon High football game, Allie sits in the stands with Miles. Her dad thumbs through a massive book while his wife watches and eats popcorn. Will takes the snap, fakes a handoff, and drops back to throw.
Second and long on the 35. Wagner fakes left, under pressure. Throws deep to a wide open Benwick. He makes the catch as well. He breaks the tackle. I don't know how he kept the speed in bounds on that one, but he's still going.
Lance scores.
Touchdown, Knights!
The crowd jumps to their feet in celebration.
Yeah.
Lance points to the crowd.
Knights!
Allie's dad stands up. His wife kisses his cheek.
With a win over the last-place Crusaders next week, Will Wagner and his Knights clinch a trip to the state championship.
Will mouths thank you to Allie. She nods and smiles.
Yeah, come on!
What was that all about?
Who's what?
Allie grins.
Will Wagner and his go-to wide receiver, Lance Benwick, have put on another clinic for us here tonight.
Outside, Allie and Miles follow football players down a walkway.
Tell me again why I'm at a party with a bunch of meathead jocks.
I'm a jock, Miles. Am I a meathead?
No, but this party's the first step.
A guy in a Letterman jacket gives Miles a dirty look and walks off.
Fine. Then don't come in.
A blonde girl walks past Miles, then stops and looks back at him. She heads for the party.
Maybe I can make a quick appearance.
Allie takes Miles by the arm and leads him toward Will's house. Allie and Miles step inside. Miles shuts the door behind them. He follows Allie through a living room crowded with teens into a dining room. Two students walk past them.
Hey.
What? See, people hate me.
Miles, try to smile and be friendly just this once. See what happens.
Miles forces a smile. The blonde girl smiles back at him.
See? Now go talk to her.
Talk to who?
Miles, give it up. You obviously like that girl.
She's so pale, it's weird. She's probably a vampire. Teenage vampires are like everywhere these days.
So you're not gonna go talk to her?
Nope.
And this has nothing to do with you being afraid of being rejected?
Why should I care if I'm rejected by a vampire?
I give up.
Miles and Allie hurry into the backyard.
Hey, what's going on?
Your friends are wimps. We seem to have a slight pest control problem.
Then I guess we better get rid of the pests.
Mm.
Dude, you're ruining the party.
Marco bites the head off a candy spider.
Need your little goons to save you from the scary candy bugs?
No, I need them to stop me from doing something I'll regret.
Marco stares him down.
The only thing that I regret is my mom and your dad.
Allie and Miles look on. Will keeps his eyes locked on Marco.
Let's go, guys. This party's a dud. They even let the Uber nerds in.
Oh, yeah, when I'm at Yale and you're in jail, I'll be sure to tell everyone how cool you are.
Miles and Allie approach Will.
Hey, Allie. Sorry about that. Marco, he's complicated.
What's his problem, anyway?
He's just really angry. That his dad died 5 years ago, that his mom married my dad, that I'm...
I can tell why you might be a little jealous, Will. You're kind of perfect.
Will smiles to himself.
I mean, your game... perfect.
Hey, I only got through that game because of what you said. Thank you.
The two of them share a long glance.
I really should go find Jen.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Ah!
Miles?
Are you okay, man?
I'm okay, fine.
He puts a hand on Will's shoulder.
He will be too.
Thanks. I think. See you later, Allie.
Bye.
Will heads inside.
What was that all about, Miles? Are you really okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just, socializing makes me dizzy.
Well, I'm gonna go try to find a bathroom, okay? Don't faint or anything if someone says hello. I'm starting to worry about you.
She goes back into the house. Miles looks to his side, then stares after her. Inside, Allie gazes up a flight of stairs. She climbs the stairs up to the second floor. Seen from inside a room, Allie opens a door and looks around. On a shelf covered in sports trophies, she spots a golden crown sitting on top of a maroon cape. In a flashback, she opens her eyes in bed and looks through the Journal of the Order of the Bear. She eyes the illustration of the crown. In a vision, someone places the golden crown on a person's head. Allie snaps back to reality. She stares at the crown for another moment, then shakes it off and shuts the door to Will's room. Allie walks around a corner and spots Lance and Jen holding hands and talking in a room down the hall. She quickly ducks behind a wall. Allie peeks out around the corner. Lance and Jen spot her and she hurries away.
Allie, wait! I want to talk to you! Allie, please!
In the dining room.
It's none of my business, Jen.
Allie, please.
Jen pulls her into a private room.
Please don't tell Will.
Don't tell Will that he's being lied to by the two people he trusts the most?
It's more complicated than that.
It really isn't, actually.
Allie, I love Will. I'll always love him. Lance does, too. The three of us, we've been best friends since first grade. The last thing we want to do is hurt him. That's why we haven't told him yet. If he found out now, everything would fall apart. It would be like what happened in Camelot.
Allie freezes.
What did you just say?
You know, the story in Moore's class when King Arthur found out that Guinevere and Lancelot were together.
He lost all faith in everything and everyone and didn't have the strength to go on.
And Will has so much at stake right now with the championships and the scholarship. We can't destroy him like this.
We? I wasn't the one kissing Lance.
Tears stream down Jen's cheeks.
Allie, we didn't mean for this to happen. It just did. Lance and I are just meant to be together. Haven't you ever felt that?
Allie's expression softens.
So you won't tell him? You'll let us do it when the time is right?
Allie shakes her head slightly.
I'll have to think about it.
She nods and walks away. Jen watches her go, then lowers her gaze and puts her hand on the side of her head. Miles follows Allie to the front door.
So you're gonna tell Will about Jen and Lance or what?
How did you know?
Miles takes a bite of a sandwich.
I had a feeling.
Never mind.
Allie looks over Miles' shoulder and makes eye contact with Will, who stands inside. She turns and heads down the front steps of the house. Miles shuffles after her. Will steps into the doorway. Allie glances back at him, then keeps walking. Will stares after her. Lance walks up behind him.
Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Will walks back into the party. Lance stares off, then lowers his gaze. At Avalon High, in the hallway, Allie takes her backpack from her locker. She looks down the hall and sees four knights in metal armor walking towards her. She furrows her brow. The knights become Will, Lance, and two other football players. Allie inhales sharply.
Hey, Allie.
Will strides over to her.
Hey, you took off so early from the party. Didn't you have fun?
Behind Will, Jen stands with Lance and shakes her head at Allie.
I was feeling a little sick.
Oh. You okay now?
Comes and it goes.
Lance and Jen exchange a glance.
I should get to class.
She leaves. Will furrows his brow, then turns to his locker. Jen passes him.
Hey, save me a seat.
In Mr. Moore's class, Allie sets the journal on his desk.
I brought the book.
Oh, no, Allie. You shouldn't have. I meant what I said about keeping it safe. It's far too valuable.
Mr. Moore, my parents said it's fine, as long as I bring it home with me tonight.
Say no more. I'll look at it right now and give it back at the end of the class. Thank you. You made an old Arthur buff very happy. Thank you, Allie.
She smiles and nods.
Okay, a change in plans. We're watching a video today.
At his desk, Mr. Moore reads the journal while the class watches a video. He beams from ear to ear and delicately turns the page.
The young bridegroom-to-be practices swordsmanship with his squire.
Jen glances over her shoulder at Lance. He returns her gaze, then nods slightly and turns to Allie. Allie notices Jen and Lance looking at her. Lance turns away, and Jen gives her a pleading look. Allie looks across the room and sees Marco staring daggers at her. She shifts in her seat and looks away. Someone's shadow covers Allie. She gasps. Mr. Moore leans over next to her.
The pages on the timing of the reincarnation were positively enlightening. Thanks again for bringing it in.
No problem. And hey, if you ever want to talk, Arthur, I'm sure my parents would be happy to hold you hostage. I mean, have you for dinner.
Oh. Yeah, I may have to take him up on that.
All right, everyone, out.
Miles turns to Allie.
I don't know how things were at your last school, but around here you can't get any higher than an A, so you can stop trying so hard.
It's called being nice, Miles. You should try it instead of hiding your insecurities behind your snark.
Miles watches her get out of her seat and walk toward the door.
Hey, Allie.
Hey.
Allie keeps walking. In the hall, she opens her locker. Marco's reflection appears in a mirror hanging on her locker door.
I know you know.
Know what?
That Lance and Jen are cheating on my jerk of a stepbrother. If you know what's good for you, you won't say anything to Will.
I haven't said anything, and I don't plan to. But not because you're threatening me. I have my own reasons.
Well, I don't care what your reasons are. Just keep your mouth shut and stay out of my way or else.
He slaps a locker, then slams Allie's locker door closed. Allie stares off wide-eyed as Marco strides away. Later, Allie jogs up a flight of stairs and along a path running through the woods. A view glides up from behind a plant with long green leaves. Will comes jogging over to Allie from the opposite direction.
Allie!
Oh, hi.
Hey, you've been avoiding me ever since my party. Did I do something wrong?
No, it's just, you know, I've had a lot on my mind.
So you're sure it's something I did?
No, it's definitely nothing you did.
Good. So you want to run with me?
She nods.
Sure.
What do you want to do, like 3 miles?
I was thinking 5, if you can handle it.
They round a bend and run past the finger-like tangled tree branches. They race across a grassy field and run past a building with a tower and a tall spire on top of it. Allie and Will run by the theater advertising the performance of Julius Caesar. A view of their legs shows them running across pavement. They race down a city block alongside a red iron gate.
Race you to the corner.
Okay.
They jog past the waterfront and by an office building, then run through the grass past a tree with a curved trunk. As they run on a path around the park, Allie breaks into a sprint and pulls away from Will. They slow down and walk together.
Oh, you're seriously fast. Maybe you should draft you for next season.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of shoulder pads.
Enough said.
Will picks up a white-petaled flower and offers it to Allie.
What's this for?
Nothing. I just thought you'd like it. It's no biggie.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
Now they sit in a tree.
It's weird. You're so easy to talk to. It's like...
What?
It's like we were already friends before you met. Does that make any sense?
Allie smiles.
Never mind, it's crazy.
Oh, no, I thought the same thing.
But I don't really know anything about you.
Well, what do you want to know?
What do you want to do with your life?
I don't know. I'll probably end up doing something in law. I'm really big on fairness. I can't stand people who think they can get away with doing something they know is wrong.
Like what?
Like people who cut in line. Seriously, they shouldn't even get what they want if they cut.
What? So, if you're in line for a movie and I just got my ticket,
mm-hmm.
and as I'm on my way to the very, very back of the line, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get in line with you?
Nope.
Wow. You're tough.
Tough, but fair.
When I go into politics, that's how I want to be.
Is that what you want to do? Be a politician?
Not a politician. The politician. I'm thinking president of the United States.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy to even joke about it, right?
No. I can totally see it.
Will smiles at her.
Race you back to school.
You're on.
Will hops out of the tree. He reaches for Allie and helps her down. She stares into his eyes, then turns and starts running. They sprint off through the park together. At a football game, Jen and other cheerleaders dance.
No one thought it was possible, but the Crusaders have just tied the game up.
Allie sits with Miles. Mr. Moore cheers.
14 late in the fourth quarter.
Ready. Let's give him someone to think about on the bus ride home. Griffin Claw, fake 26, on one. Ready.
Miles puts a hand to his temple and winces. He looks up at the game.
Uh-oh.
What?
That's gonna hurt.
Ready! Go!
Let's go win!
Lance and Jen make eyes at each other. A defender flies past the distracted Lance and sacks Will to the turf.
Dude, where is your block? You left it wide open.
I know, okay? I messed up.
What were you thinking?
I'm sorry.
What was so important? You couldn't keep your mind on the game.
I get it if you hate me. You should hate me.
I don't hate you. Just do your job, okay? Make the stupid block.
Whatever you say, Your Highness.
Did Lance just bow at Will?
I don't know.
The only chance the Knights have now is for the defense to block the extra point and run it back for a TD.
Jen leads a cheer. On the bench.
So much for state.
Hey guys, come on. Believe in it. We can still make it if we beat Northgate.
You're right.
The Crusaders kick the extra point.
The extra point is good.
Lance storms off.
We can't beat a bunch of eighth graders the way we're playing.
No one thought it was possible, but the Knights have been upset by the Crusaders. With this loss, Will Wagner and his teammates have to beat the undefeated Dragons next week if they want a ticket to the state.
Will throws down his helmet. Later, he sits alone on the bench, still wearing his football uniform and padding. He sits hunched over with his fingers interlocked. Allie walks across the track and approaches him.
Will? You okay?
Not really.
She sits next to him.
Pretty sure Lance let me get sacked on purpose. Like he wanted me to get hurt. Then why would he do that?
Here's the thing. And this isn't easy.
Hey there, superstar.
Marco stands behind them.
Way to take a hit like a girl. Bet the scouts love that.
Dude, get out of here.
Can't. Your dad said you'd give me a lift.
Will's shoulders sag. He turns back to Allie.
Can I call you later? You can finish what you're gonna tell me.
It's nothing. I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
I'll be fine. Thanks, Allie. Really.
Will picks up his helmet and walks off past his stepbrother. Marco stares coldly at Allie and gestures as if zipping and locking his lips. Smirking, he follows Will off the field. Allie turns away from Marco and gazes off with a concerned look on her face. Nighttime. At home, Allie sits on the porch. She wears a dour expression as she stares at the ground. Someone approaches on a bicycle with a bright headlight attached to the handlebars.
Miles, what are you doing here?
You need help.
How do you know I need help?
I just know, okay? Isn't that enough?
No, actually, it's not enough. How do you always know things are going to happen before it happens? Like the shoelaces, the ice, the stuff at the football game, showing up here tonight? I think you even knew about Jen and Lance before I did. What are you, psychic or something?
Don't say that word, Allie.
It's okay, Miles. You can tell me.
No, I can't. I can't tell anyone.
I'm not just anyone. I am your friend. If you tell me something, no matter what it is, I'm gonna be there for you. Because that's what friends do.
I'm already enough of a nerd, Allie. The last thing I need is something else making me different.
Sometimes being different is what makes us great.
A smile spreads across Allie's face. Miles takes off his backpack and sits down.
Okay. So, I've been seeing things, like flashes of the future ever since I was a little kid, only now it's gotten stronger. Now it feels like I'm being hit in the head with a brick.
And tonight? What happened to make you come here tonight?
I saw myself sitting here with you reading the book.
Book? What book?
The Order of the Bear Journal. It has a secret page.
Allie grips the arms of her chair. She hurries into the house. Miles grabs his backpack and follows her inside. In Allie's room, Miles uses a letter opener to separate two pages in the journal from each other.
Watch out.
He runs the letter opener between the two pages. Allie flinches as he jerks it out of the book. He turns to the secret page.
I've been through this book like a million times. I never saw this. Thanks, Miles.
Miles beams.
The king returns anew at the meeting of the moon shadowing and a million falling stars. What the heck does that mean? Maybe the moon shadowing is an eclipse. And a million falling stars?
A meteor shower?
That's it! A meteor shower! So maybe King Arthur's return is when an eclipse and a meteor shower happens on the same day.
No, it can't be. That only happens like once every 1,000 years.
Oh.
Hold on.
Miles takes out his phone.
Total eclipse, meteor shower.
He reads from a webpage titled A Stargazer's Dream.
Okay, so it looks like every 1,000 years is next Friday.
The night of the big game? No, it can't be.
Maybe I read it wrong.
Let me see.
She takes his phone.
It's right here in plain English. Eclipse, meteor shower, same day. Arthur is coming back. Arthur is coming back.
Miles briefly grins, then turns his attention back to the book. He reads,
"Beware Mordred, Arthur's half-brother and sworn enemy who is tasked to destroy Arthur before he even knows himself to be a king."
Destroy Arthur? As in permanently?
Allie shuts the book and they hurry out of the room. In the study.
Dad, quick King Arthur question for you. It's for a research paper.
Shoot.
Okay, say King Arthur did come back and Mordred came back to destroy him. What would he do?
Well, the legend said that Mordred would try to make Arthur's perfect world fall apart. He'd try to make Arthur lose faith in himself and his destiny, and he would cause infighting amongst Arthur's knights.
And he would try to crush Arthur's spirit so completely he would lose the will to go on.
Nice guy.
I don't know how Mordred would do it today, but 1,500 years ago, he did it by telling Arthur that his wife Guinevere was in love with Lancelot. Arthur was so upset and betrayed.
He lost all faith. He didn't have the strength to go on. I know.
What is it, honey?
What you just said. It's happening. It's Will. Will is the reincarnation of King Arthur.
I told you, Paul. It's really him. I knew it. I told you we were right to move here.
Whoa, wait. We moved here because of the prophecy?
A little bit.
And you already knew it was Will.
I had a hunch, which you just confirmed. Huh. Of course, we won't know for sure until he wields Excalibur.
Huh, and where is he supposed to get that?
It says here any sword in King Arthur's hand becomes Excalibur.
Pardon?
Any sword in King Arthur's hand becomes Excalibur?
I know.
But I thought it was cool.
Very cool. Now we just have to keep an eye out for Mordred.
Oh, stop. This is ridiculous. Even if this were real, which it isn't, if Mordred were here, it'd be very hard to spot him. Unless, of course, Will has an evil stepbrother. I was kidding. Will has an evil stepbrother?
Evil doesn't even begin to describe Marco.
I need to do some research.
So that's why Marco... I mean, Mordred didn't want me to tell Will about Jin and Lance. He wanted to be the one to ruin Will's life.
No, I need you. I need the book about the thing.
Don't worry, sweetie. We'll do some more research and do everything we can to help Will stay strong.
That would be good.
Allie's parents leave. Allie lifts her eyebrows and glances at Miles, who forces a smile. On the porch.
You know what? We don't have time for more research. We have to tell Will so he can defend himself.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great. Hey, Will, you're the reincarnation of King Arthur. Your stepbrother is Mordred, and he's going to try and destroy you. Gonna eat those fries?
Yeah, it's a little out there, isn't it?
Yeah, we passed out there about 5 exits back.
Maybe we should wait until we can do it without freaking him out.
Good call.
Yeah, but what if Marco tells him about Jen and Lance before that?
Like your mom said, that's Mordred's biggest weapon. He won't use it until he shirts the final blow.
Hope you're right.
Of course I'm...
In a vision, Miles sees a gloved hand gripping a sword.
Miles!
He falls on his back.
Wake up! Say something!
He comes to.
You could really look into a breath, man.
Did you have a vision?
Yeah, I think I saw Excalibur. But
where was it? What did it look like?
Well, if I saw what I think I saw, then... It was pretty awesome.
They smile at each other.
You know, if Will is Arthur and Marco is Mordred, maybe you're Merlin the Wizard. Merlin was a psychic.
Doubtful. Merlin had a long white beard. I can barely grow a nose hair.
Daytime. At Avalon High, students file into Mr. Moore's class. Will enters behind Miles, followed by Jen, who smiles at Lance behind her. Allie stops in the doorway and smiles at Will, who grins back as he removes his jacket.
Drool much?
Marco stands behind her.
You're just jealous. But then again, you have been for centuries.
Okay, hurry up. This is your final test on King Arthur. Thank you, thank you. And you have exactly 45 minutes. Begin.
The students get to work. Using a cane, Mr. Moore walks between their desks. He puts his hand on a student's head and refocuses him on his own test. He stops in front of Will's desk.
What is that on the bottom of your shoe? Give it to me.
Wearing a quizzical expression, Will pulls a yellow piece of paper off the bottom of his boot and hands it to Mr. Moore.
Looks like a cheat sheet.
Jen looks at Will.
That is not mine.
So what, it just adhered itself perfectly to the bottom of your shoe all by itself?
No.
Don't lie to me, Mr. Wagner. How could... We expect more from you than this.
Lance leans over to Will.
Dude, if you get caught cheating, you're out of the game on Friday.
Mr. Moore, you have to believe me, I did not cheat.
Mr. Moore gives Will a hard stare, then looks around the classroom. Jen watches him intently.
Because of your spotless record and service to the school, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt this time.
Thank you.
Sit down.
Special treatment.
Quiet. Back to your tests.
Mr. Moore limps back to the front of the classroom. Will gets back to work. Mr. Moore stares at him. Will looks up and meets his teacher's gaze. Mr. Moore looks away. Now, Marco walks down the hall. Allie steps out behind him.
I know it was you who planted that cheat sheet, Marco.
You don't know anything.
I know more than you think.
She walks off, leaving him staring at her while frozen in his tracks. At football practice.
Wagner, give me a 28 sweep on two.
Yes, coach.
Will jogs onto the field.
All right, everyone know the new play?
We don't need to. We have cheat sheets.
Players show him pieces of paper stuck to their cleats.
Funny.
Will puts on his helmet and addresses his teammates.
Ready. 28 sweep on two. Ready.
On the track, Allie stops warming up and glances Ready. Over at the football players.
Yeah. 20. 45. Put.
As the players rush toward each other, Allie sees a vision of armored knights clutching swords and doing battle on the football field. She stares in shock. The knights turn back into football players. Allie resumes her warm-ups. Will calls for the snap. He hands the ball off to a running back who hurls it at a boy on the track team. It hits him in the chest.
Hey!
What do you think you're doing?
Target practice.
Apologize.
Why? You didn't get hurt.
It doesn't matter. I'm sick of some of you guys acting like you're on the field.
Come on, Will, just leave it alone.
No! I'm the team captain and I'm not happy about this.
Well, maybe we should find a new captain. One with a sense of humor. Or maybe one who doesn't cheat on tests.
The running back and other players walk away from Will. Allie looks on. Lance pats Will on the stomach and rejoins the rest of the team. Will stares off for a moment, then walks back over to his teammates. Now, outside of Avalon High, Will leans on a bench doing push-ups. Allie ambles over to him.
Hey.
He sits on the bench.
Thanks for what you did out there. It was about time someone told that guy off.
Yeah, well, I'm glad someone thinks I did something right today.
She sits beside him. Behind a bush, Mr. Moore watches them. He smirks and walks off.
You stood up for yourself in class. You stood up for us out here. It takes a lot of courage to do what you do, and you do it all the time.
Maybe I should just start being a jerk. Then no one will expect anything from me.
You are constitutionally incapable of being a jerk.
Will grins. They both smile and look down for a moment.
You know who else was brave like that? Who stood up for people?
Sorry.
Will eyes Jen and the other girls across the courtyard.
There's something I gotta try to do. But We'll have to talk later today, okay?
Okay.
So, see ya.
See ya.
She lowers her gaze, then watches as Will jogs off. Allie takes a deep breath, grabs her bag, and walks away. By the school, Mr. Moore talks to three students.
Okay, got it?
Yes.
Sure?
Yes.
Off you go.
Allie bumps into him, making him drop his books.
Whoa.
Sorry, Mr. Moore. I don't know, my mind is somewhere else.
Will Wagner has that effect on people.
How did you know I was talking about Will? I mean, not that I wasn't.
She hands him his books.
It was.
I understand. He's a special young man.
You have no idea.
She follows him down a walkway.
I wish...
Yes?
Mr. Moore, if I tell you something, you can't tell anyone, okay?
Whatever it is, you have my word, it'll be between us.
He stops walking.
Allie, what's on your mind?
It's about the book. The Order of the Bear.
Oh, no, I didn't leave a coffee ring on it, did I?
No, it's fine. Oh. The thing is, we found a secret page, and it said... You're probably not going to believe this, but it said the return of King Arthur is happening now. And I think that...
You think it's Will?
He grins and keeps walking.
How did you know?
I've had my suspicions. If anyone at this school is the reincarnation of King Arthur, it's Will Wagner. Amazing, isn't it? King Arthur walking the halls on Avalon High.
She hurries after him.
Then does that mean you'll help me protect Will from Mordred?
Of course. And I assume you have a guess as to who that is as well.
I don't think it's too hard to figure out.
I suppose not. Don't worry, Allie. When the day comes for Arthur to rise again, Marco won't stand in anyone's way.
Allie stops walking and smiles. A glimpse shows the knight on the black horse riding on the beach. Now, in a science classroom, Allie glances at Marco, who sits alone.
Today, we are going to see if we can create a small but safe chemical reaction. Now, follow the instructions on the board. Fire up those burners.
Stop staring.
The students light their burners. A partner works with Marco.
Okay, everyone, add the sodium hydroxide.
Miles doubles over.
Wait!
He grabs Will's test tube.
This beaker's been tampered with.
Miles, I prepared all the solutions myself. They're fine. See?
The teacher pours the contents of his test tube into his beaker, causing a chemical reaction. Miles hands Will back his test tube and returns to Allie at his table.
So much for Merlin.
Allie and the rest of the students pour their test tubes into their heated beakers. Allie finishes emptying her tube. The liquid inside her beaker turns black, and the flame beneath it glows.
Allie?
Everybody jump!
The students take cover. Allie's beaker explodes, covering the table in black liquid.
Is anyone hurt? Allie? Miles, are you okay? Stop, everyone, what you're doing. I want you both to go and see the nurse.
He shuts off their burner.
I don't know what happened here, but something is very... very wrong.
Marco leans on Allie's table.
Are you okay?
He drops a piece of broken glass on the table.
You really should be more careful. Sometimes when you get too close to something you shouldn't, you get burned.
He glares at Allie and walks away. Avoiding broken glass on the floor, Allie steps past Miles. The two of them leave. In the hall.
Okay, this is starting to get really scary.
I'm not scared anymore, Miles. I'm mad. I'm gonna find Will after school and tell him everything.
He's gonna think you're out of your mind.
It doesn't matter. He deserves to know before the eclipse tonight. Any chance you're getting a vision on how it goes?
Am I doubled over, clutching my head in excruciating pain?
No.
Well, there you go, then.
Miles rolls his eyes and follows her. Evening. Allie sits on the steps outside the front entrance to Avalon High. She stares off and rests her head on her hand. Excited students carrying banners and signs hurry past her on their way to the game. Will pulls up and parks his car in front of the school. On the front steps, Allie folds her arms and paces. Will gets out of his car.
Hey, Will! Up the game, man!
Will!
He passes a blue truck parked one car away from his. In the front seat, Jen and Lance lean in for a kiss. Will stops dead in his tracks. Lance checks his side view mirror and sees Will watching them. Jane. Will hurries back to his car. Jen and Lance pull away from each other and look over in his direction. Allie gapes as she watches the scene unfold from the steps. Lance smacks a steering wheel and turns to Jen. Will speeds off. Allie watches him drive away, then sprints after his car. As she runs away, another car pulls up and parks in front of the school. Nearby, Marco watches Allie run off. He steps away. Mr. Moore gets out of the second car. Lips pressed together, he stares in the direction of Allie chasing behind Will's car. Seen in silhouette, Allie runs down a dark street. Heavy fog fills the sky behind her. More excited students cross the street on their way to the game. In the Knights' locker room, players dress for the game.
Where's Will? You know what's going on?
He's really upset. Kind of saw me and Jen together.
Wagner here yet?
Not yet, Coach.
Lance shakes his head.
Well, you're toast.
Nice pep talk.
Hey, not one word out of you, Benwick. Not one word.
Lance glares at his coach and walks off. Allie runs through the woods beneath trees with sinewy branches bearing oval-shaped fruit. A dark figure runs behind her. An eerie green light illuminates the thick fog and the bottoms of the tree branches behind her. The dark figure continues to pursue her. Allie stops running at the top of a hillside. In fast motion, the view swings around a tree and comes closer to her face. She spots Will leaning on the tree they previously sat in together.
Will!
The dark figure shoves her, sending her rolling down the hill.
Oh! Allie!
The figure runs off.
Allie, are you okay? Please, you have to be okay.
They hug.
Are you hurt? Can you move everything?
No, I'm fine.
Well, what happened? How did you fall?
I was pushed.
What? Well, who would push you?
Mordred.
From the King Arthur story?
Yes.
Okay, lie down. I think you hit your head.
No, Will, I have to tell you something, and you might not believe me, but it's true.
I know already.
What, you do?
Yeah, about Lance and Jen, I saw them.
No, I know. That's part of the story, but there's so much more to it.
I don't need to hear the details, really. I'm okay. Come on.
No, Will, listen to me. This isn't just about Lance and Jen. This is about fate. This is about your destiny. You aren't just Will Wagner. You're King Arthur. And today is the day that you rise above all the lies and the backstabbing and the self-doubt and start back on the path to changing the world. You're the one everyone's been waiting for.
Headlights illuminate their faces.
Allie!
Nearby, a car parks next to Will's.
You're right. Today I am like King Arthur. I have to be a leader. I have to face adversity and overcome it.
What?
Yeah, it's a metaphor. I get it. I'm the team captain. I can't leave my teammates behind. Hey, Miles, can you give Allie a ride?
Yeah, sure.
Miles jogs over. Will kisses Allie's cheek.
You're the reason the Knights are going to be united again. See you after the game. I gotta go.
Will, no! I didn't say you were like King Arthur. I said you are King Arthur. And I still have to warn you about Marco. Marco is Mordred.
Out of earshot, Will starts up his car.
Now what?
Well, we have to go to the game and not let Will out of our sight.
Will drives away. At the game, Jen and the other cheerleaders wave their pom-poms. The Knights quarterback fumbles the snap.
Oh, and another fumble by the backup quarterback, and everyone is asking the same question. Where is Will Wagner? Wait a minute. It looks like Wagner has shown up.
Hey, coach. Can I get a timeout?
Timeout, Knights!
Nice of you to show up, Wagner. Shouldn't even let you on the field.
I'm sorry, coach.
Now give me a long pass, huh?
Will joins the huddle.
You guys, I'm sorry, but I'm here and I won't let you down, I promise. So come on, let's get back out there. Guys, come on!
Come on, let's go!
Lance smacks his helmet and glances up at the sky before hurrying onto the field. Allie sits in the stands with Miles. She eyes the full moon.
Well, maybe we were wrong. Maybe it's not tonight.
Ready.
In the huddle.
Okay, focus.
The stadium lights shut off. Will looks up at the sky. Light shines down on him.
Play is stopped, and here it comes, folks, right on schedule.
Or not.
A lunar eclipse and a meteor shower at the same time.
Elsewhere in the stands, Allie's dad looks at Joan, who nods and gazes up at the sky. On the field, the players look from each other to the meteors streaking across the dark night sky. Will watches with wide eyes. The stadium lights turn back on. He turns to his teammates.
Okay, focus. Let's get on the board before halftime. Deep ball to right, on one, ready.
Jen cheers.
Yeah, go guys! Woo!
Will steps up to the line.
Ready, go, set, cut!
He drops back and gets sacked.
Slammed. It almost looks like one of his linemen missed a block on purpose.
That's for not showing up.
Hey, that was a cheap shot.
And now the Knights are turning on each other. If you're an Avalon High fan, this is tough to watch.
Was Mordred making them act like this?
No, I don't think so. I think this is real.
And the Knights need to pull it together at halftime, or their season is over.
Not now, Jen.
Will runs past her. The other players jog off the field. Lance stops by Jen, and the two of them share a brief look in the locker room.
Will
turns to Lance.
Well, I'm sorry, man. It's all my fault. I know how to tell you.
You made a fool out of me, Lance.
I know. I did it all wrong. Well, I don't want to lose you as my best friend. We're like the Knights of the Round Table. We're brothers. I'll break up with her.
Don't.
You don't mean that.
The truth is, Jen and I haven't been close for a long time. If you guys are happy, I'm okay with that.
Lance nods.
So we cool?
We're cool.
They fist bump and make an explosion gesture.
Hey, coach.
Yeah?
Can I say something?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Come on, boys. Get it in. Come on.
The team gathers around Will.
Guys, I know that for a while we lost our way as a team, but we can get it back. All we have to do is remember what victory felt like. Remember what triumph meant to all of us. Remember who we were. Because we're that same team now. And if we believe that, nothing can stop us on our way to glory. So, who are we?
The team puts their hands together.
Knights! United! We'll never be divided! Knights!
Come on, let's go get them.
Woo!
The team makes their way back to the field through the stands.
Will! Please forgive me,
It's okay, Jen.
And with the Dragons leading 27-0, here come the Knights, hoping to mount an improbable comeback.
Hey, Allie. Thanks again for what you said before. It really helped me inspire the guys.
Yeah, okay, listen.
Oh, man, I forgot my helmet. I'll see you after the game. I promise. We have a lot to talk about.
He hurries off.
But we have a lot to talk about now!
She watches him run away.
The Dragons have never lost this season when they were ahead at the half.
Great.
Joan gives Allie two thumbs up. Allie unenthusiastically returns the gesture. Lance rushes over.
Hey, Allie, where's Will?
He just went to go get his helmet.
People are asking where he is. He's got to get out of here. Everyone thinks he's losing it.
It's not my fault.
Pretty much.
All right, okay, we'll go find him. We'll go find him.
Yeah, meanwhile, try not to lose the game.
They hurry off. In the locker room, Miles comes out of the bathroom.
No sign of Will in there.
I need you to concentrate. Just tell me where he is.
I told you, I can't just make it happen on demand.
Yes, you can, Miles. I know you can do it.
It hurts, Allie.
I know.
Miles shuts his eyes and takes quick breaths. His eyes shoot open. He puts his hands to his temples. In a vision, Marco drags Will to the theater showing Julius Caesar and pushes him inside. In the locker room.
He's in the school theater with Marco.
The two of them hurry out of the locker room. They arrive at the school theater and suddenly stop short. Marco lies on the ground propped up against a building.
Marco, where's Will?
Allie and Miles race into the theater, leaving Marco catching his breath on the ground. Inside, Will lies on the stage.
Will!
Allie!
What has Marco done to you?
Marco? He was trying to warn me.
No, Marco is Mordred. He's trying to destroy you before you figure out who you really are.
What?
what I told you tonight. It's not a metaphor. Your destiny is to change the world. You are King Arthur.
You should listen to Allie, Mr. Wagner.
The lights come up on Mr. Moore sitting in the house. He stands.
Mr. Moore?
She's absolutely right about everything.
He hobbles onto the stage.
Except for one small detail. Marco.
He removes his glasses.
Marco's not Mordred. Oh, no, 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 no.
He tosses his cane and catches it.
I am.
No, it's not possible. You can't be.
Ta-da. Surprise ending.
He lifts his cane to strike, but before he can, Marco shoves him into the orchestra pit. The four teens look down at Mordred lying on his stomach surrounded by toppled instruments. He moves slightly, then lies still.
That was really cool.
You okay, Will?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, this doesn't make any sense. You've been trying to destroy Will.
No, I've been protecting him.
Mordred's eyes open.
Look, my father was in the Order of the Bear. And when he died, I swore to continue on.
What about all the terrible things you did?
I needed to get Mr. Moore, Mordred, to trust me. Allie, you were right. Will is Arthur, and Miles is Merlin.
I am? Really?
Cool.
Mordred retrieves his cane.
I want you to know that treating you guys the way I did was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. But I only did it to keep you away from Will and out of danger.
Armor covers his body.
Sorry for all the things I did to you.
What are you talking about?
Mordred's armor turns from red to black.
Okay, let's get out of here.
Mordred leaps onto the stage.
Enough!
Steam rises from Mordred's black armor. His cane is transformed into a staff, and black smoke spews from a dragon's mouth on top of it. He lifts his gaze and glares at the four friends. Allie stares in awe. He waves his staff, and a burst of energy knocks Marco into a prop column.
I was just going to try to destroy you, Arthur, by simply crushing your spirit. But I can see now that I'm going to have to take care of you. All of you. The old-fashioned way. Starting with this pest.
Don't touch her!
Mordred waves his staff, knocking Will on his back. He waves it again, sending Allie flying into one of the stage wings.
Come on, Allie.
Miles helps her up. They hurl props at Mordred, but he uses a force field to effortlessly block them.
I guess I won't be getting that A.
Mordred turns the dragon on his staff toward Miles. A burst of energy knocks him back. Allie's eyes go wide. She pulls a plastic sword from a prop bin and wields it between Mordred and Will.
Stay away from him!
Mordred grins. He stalks toward Allie.
Do you really think a silly toy sword is going to stop me?
He lifts his staff. The tip of Allie's toy sword glows and it starts to become real.
What's happening?
Any sword in the hands of Arthur becomes Excalibur.
No. It's not possible.
It was you all along, Allie. You're King Arthur.
I am?
Allie lifts her sword. Mordred raises his staff. In a flash, Allie is transported to the beach. She wears armor and rides a white horse.
I am. I am King Arthur!
Miles wears green and red robes.
Allie, behind you!
Allie turns her head and rides off down the beach. She emerges from behind a rock formation and races through the shallow water on her horse. The view sweeps over grassy dunes, revealing Mordred and a group of soldiers galloping in Allie's direction. Allie breaks out ahead of her own small army as she speeds toward her enemy. Her white cape flutters behind her. The two factions draw closer to each other. Seen from overhead, Allie's army falls into a V formation. Mordred rides out in front of his soldiers and holds his staff at his side. Gripping Excalibur, Allie speeds towards him. Her horse kicks up water as it gallops. Mordred prepares his staff for an attack. He fires a blast of energy at Allie, knocking her off her horse. She flies through the air and lands on her back in the sand. Her horse gallops away. Mordred's horse hastens toward Allie. She lies on her back with her eyes closed. She stirs and opens her eyes. Mordred plants his staff in the sand by her head. He stands over her. Excalibur flies through the air and lands in the sand next to Allie. She picks it up, and the two enemies circle each other on the beach.
Impossible. I thought maybe you could be the Lady of the Lake. maybe. But King Arthur? King Arthur can't be a girl.
And yet here we are.
Mordred scowls. He swings at her with his staff. She ducks, narrowly avoiding a blast of energy. He twirls his staff and plants it in the sand. Allie grips Excalibur and looks her foe in the eye. Mordred fires a blast of energy at Allie, who blocks it with her arm. Sparks fly from Mordred's staff as he uses it to deflect Allie's strikes. More sparks fly as Mordred blocks another attack. He swings at her and she parries the oncoming blow. Mordred blocks Excalibur and viciously swings his staff in a circle, attempting to disarm Allie. Elsewhere on the beach, Will clutches a sword and shield, does battle with Mordred's army. He wears a suit of armor and the maroon cape from his room. Behind him, Lance, also in knight's armor, fends off more soldiers. Lance and Will both take down their opponents. The two victorious teammates turn to each other. A smile spreads across Lance's face. Allie swings at Mordred, who parries her attack and counters with one of his own. Allie grips Excalibur with both hands and grits her teeth. She deflects a blast of energy with her sword. Elsewhere on the beach, Marco wears armor and fights enemies. Mordred hits Allie with a series of energy blasts, each of which she deflects with Excalibur. While Marco and Will sword fight, Mordred fires a sustained energy blast at Allie. Sparks fly as she blocks it.
To the owner of the staff, return the evil hand that holds it burned.
The staff glows red under Mordred's hands. He drops it, and smoke rises from his palms.
Take it!
The staff flies through the air and zooms into Miles' waiting hands. It glows green, and the dragon head on top of it becomes a lion. Miles gazes at his staff.
Whoa. Being Merlin rules!
Mordred waves his hands, and sand rises up from the beach. He swirls the sand around in a circle before magically hurling it in Allie's face. Mordred reaches out his arm. A sword attached to his saddle flies out of its hilt and into his hand. He swings at Allie, who blocks his attack. The two of them cross swords. Allie kicks Mordred in the stomach. He ducks as she swings Excalibur above his head. Allie parries an attack and disarms Mordred. His blade lands on the wet sand and he falls on his back. He starts to get up.
Don't even think about it!
In a flash, Allie is transported back to the theater. She wears her normal clothes and Mordred appears as Mr. Moore again. She points her sword at him. Will, Marco, and Miles reappear. A security guard approaches.
Hey! Hey, it's after hours. No one's supposed to be in here.
Officer, arrest that girl. She brought a weapon to school. Threatened the life of a school teacher.
Good luck saving the world from juvie, Your Highness.
Sorry, sir. You saying this girl was threatening you with a plastic sword?
No, you oaf. With a real sword. This is a plastic sword, but it was a real sword because she held it and it came whoosh, Excalibur, because she is King Arthur. And oh, who's the teacher here?
We just came in to get some fake armor for the school mascot, officer.
Yeah, I have no idea what Mr. Moore's talking about.
And I'm a National Merit Scholar. I don't kidnap teachers. I suck up to them.
Wagner, shouldn't you be on the field?
Yes, sir, I should be.
Well, get out there and get us to state.
Will turns to Allie.
We really need to talk.
Yeah, later. Right now you have a game to win. Go.
He jogs away. Moore lunges at Allie.
Okay, come on.
The guard restrains him.
No, okay, buddy, no. The captain's gonna love this nut bar. No, no, King Arthur cannot be allowed to live on. I have to destroy her. It's my destiny. It's my destiny.
Moore is lugged away.
We did it. We stopped Mordred. Oh no, I just thought of something.
What?
What if this is just another one of my crazy King Arthur dreams, and in 2 minutes I wake up in my bedroom?
It's not a dream, Allie. You're King Arthur. And I'm Merlin. Check this out.
His staff magically shrinks down to the size of a pen.
Cool, huh?
Let's get out of here.
Wait.
Marco kneels and bows his head.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah, the bowing's gonna take some getting used to.
He lifts his head. Allie grins and leaves with Miles at the game.
It's timeout for the Knights as Will Wagner comes back in as quarterback, trailing with just 12 seconds on the clock.
Ready! Blast! 26 on the line!
Miles and Allie hurry to the stands. Miles notices the girl from the party.
Hey there.
Hey, cool pen.
Thanks.
She wears her hair in a bun.
Cool hair.
Thanks.
Bye.
He hurries to his seat.
I don't understand it. The eclipse came and went, and no Arthur, no Mordred, no great battle.
I told you not to get your hopes up.
But I was so sure it was Will.
I know. You even had me believing it for a second there.
I guess we'll never find Arthur.
Allie and Miles share a smile.
Touchdown! Touchdown! We won! Touchdown!
Ready!
Will comes under center.
Down! Set! Hot!
He takes the snap and fakes a handoff.
Wagner drops back, fakes left, and he's running it. Here comes a tackle, and oh my! Wagner just hurtled right over it. Look at that speed. He just needs one more block, and yes, no one can touch Wagner now. He's going to do it. Touchdown, Knights!
Allie and Miles jump to their feet. In slow motion, Will and Lance jump up and bump bodies. Will jumps up and down. Lance smacks a teammate on the helmet. Joan gives her husband a peck on the lips. He smiles and points to the field. Allie and Miles head for the field. The players lift Will onto their shoulders. He takes off his helmet and pumps his fist. Marco watches from a distance, then leaves. Fans rush the field.
They're treating him like he's King Arthur. They have no idea.
It's okay. I feel like I'm up there with him.
Fans and cheerleaders rush over to Will. The players set him down, and he runs for Allie. Lance and Jen share a tight hug. Will runs over to Allie.
Quick, Allie, lip gloss.
What?
Will kisses her. The blonde girl from the party wraps her arms around Miles. They smile at each other, and Miles beams at Allie. Will pulls away.
Wait. If you're the reincarnation of King Arthur, what does that make me?
Allie kisses him.
My knight in shining armor?
Will grins. Miles tightly hugs the blonde girl. She hugs him back. Holding hands, Will and Allie jog off the field together. In the lunchroom.
Hey, Marco. Come eat with us.
Marco joins Allie, Will, Miles, Jen, Lance, and other football players at a round table. Now, everyone appears in armor and medieval garb. Jen smiles up at Lance. Lance sits and smiles at Allie, who wears her crown. She gazes up at Will, who takes his seat next to her. Allie turns to Miles, who wears his green Merlin robes and a hood on his head. Marco turns to Allie. Allie draws her sword and points it in the center of the table. The others stand, and the knights do the same with their swords. On the beach, the view soars over trees and finds Allie galloping through the shallow water on her horse. In slow motion, her white horse's hooves kick up water as it races across the beach. She grips Excalibur and her white cape floats behind her on the breeze. The image of Allie on her horse freezes. Now the sun sets behind gentle waves rolling onto the beach. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.